In northern Mexico, there's a huge sea of sand dunes, 2,000 square miles of sand, and little else. Commentator Craig Childs has returned from a perilous and lonely month in the dunes, traveling with only one companion, researching a pre-Columbian trade route.
Hardly anything lives in the dunes. They're like an Arctic snowscape, a blazing reflection of light. Under the flooding sun of midday, my eyes would search for something fixed, something solid to grab onto, but there were only sweeps and bellies without end. I lay buried in the fine, pale sand to escape the shadeless heat. Every day we did this, 5 hours of waiting motionless, because to move would be too exhausting, requiring too much water. My face and hat were the only things exposed, a set of eyes poised on a 400-foot wall of sand, looking across giant waves driven up by the wind. Every hour or so, one of us spoke up. "You still over there?" "Yeah. You?" "Yeah, still here." We listened also for the voice of the dunes, a low, thunderous boom that echoed deep within. It was the shifting of sand planes far beneath us. For weeks we kept moving into the interior dunes, setting a lifeline of water caches surrounded by a ceaseless and beautiful monotony. No solid ground. I knew at the time that the last person to come and attempt such a trek a couple months earlier had been found dead. He was an accomplished mountaineer who had become separated from his partner. Typical in the dunes, it had been a death by madness, a full pack of water and food dropped, as if discarding an anchor. He left a trail, wandering miles of a shirt, socks, boots, pants, finally ending in a body being covered by sand, a dignified and silent burial. At night, as if to keep myself intact, to anchor my life out in the middle of nowhere, I removed a wooden flute from my pack, and I played out into the emptiness, my notes drifting off forever. For me, this is a landscape of hope. There is no duplicity or underhandedness here. The wind just moves things of its own elegant accord. Even the tragedy of death is sort of a grace, a man walking out until he becomes sand, until the wind carries him off. I find hope because this place is unending. Each delicate lip of sand decays and is immediately reborn elsewhere. Right now, as you're listening to me, enormous solar flares of sand are being swept up by the wind, melding dune crests in and out of each other like a hurricane sea. I imagine that long after I've gone, the sound of my flute remains captured in the spinning sand.
The comments of Craig Childs, whose most recent book is The Secret Knowledge of Water. He lives in Crawford, Colorado.